Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you're at, guys. Graham here. It's good to have you here on my... I think I'm going to rename this the Graham Show. Is that okay? The Daily Show, the Graham... Or maybe Tea with Graham. What do you guys think? Maybe the Graham Show. But hey, what I'm trying to do every day now, just as a discipline, actually, is to do a daily video where I just talk about some random things, life, politics, COVID, walking with Jesus, kids, motorcycles, you know, guitars, whatever, just my life kind of thing. I have a video blog and then do a separate video, a little bit more spiritual, where I'm actually doing some teaching and, yeah, trying to bring a daily teaching. So I'm going to try to separate these things a little bit. So if you're not interested in this or the other one, that's okay. But in this, I like the Graham Show. I might do that. In this daily update one, anyway, I'm going to go all over the place and just talk about some random things. So let me just say hi as well to all of my friends in Europe. I've had a lot of people in Europe in the last week sharing this, including some old friends in Belgium and Germany and Eastern Europe. So hey, guys, it is great to hear from you. Really love to hear those comments as well. And please do let us know how we can pray for you. I know... you know, that COVID thing is really rising at the moment in Europe. I know a lot of European nations are locked down and a lot of my friends in the UK, that's rising as well. So you're in our thoughts and prayers here as well and wishing you guys well. Again, let me just say for my friends in France, I know France has been coming under some attacks there, and it is a disgusting disgrace that people in a church praying to God would be attacked in the way. You know, literally a lovely elderly lady was decapitated in a church in Nice, sir, as many of you know. So, you know, our thoughts are with you guys. We love you. On prie pour vous. As many of you know, I lived in France for 20 years, spoke friends in churches all over the place there. So, yeah, praying for you guys. Today's Friday. At least I think it is. Here in New England, it's actually snowing today, so I don't know if you guys can see that. Probably looks like a white blob out of the window, but we have snow. It's been falling here, and a fair bit of snow. First snow of the season here in New England. So I've been driving about doing some jobs today. I've got a couple of events on Sunday. I'll be speaking in Sturbridge Worship Center, my home base here. Actually, we're going to be speaking on Sunday about eternity. Going to do it. Not a difficult message, but an interesting message. I think a difficult message to do well. I'm going to talk about dying. I'm going to talk about the afterlife and what the Bible actually says about that and how we can live, how we can have a good kingdom attitude towards that. I think at times, it's interesting, but for most of church history, most of the churches lived both with such a horrible life they were living through, whether that's persecution or just simply, you know, disease and misery or whatever, that for most of the church, they've read the Bible through the lens of eternity, through the lens of it's going to be amazing. You know, so many of our songs, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. And part of, I would say, the blessing and the success, if you will, we've lived through in the last 50, 70 years, maybe post-Second World War in the West, has often made us look at Christianity through the lens of the here and now. And whether that's a teaching that says God wants to bless you and prosper you and give you health in the here and now, amen. I'm for those things. I'm not against those. I believe in those. Or a message that says, you know, we can use authority and change things here on the earth, or, you know, we'll pray and believe for social things, abortion, things like that to be overturned. Again, I'm not against those things, I'm for them. But I think at times it's caused us to look at Christianity through the lens of the here and now. And again, it's good. Amen. Rock on. Rock on, Tommy, for all my British friends. What a great guy who really loved God, who went to be with the Lord this week. I think my point is, though, no matter how great or how poor life is going for you right now, it's a blip. It's a sand on the seashore compared with eternity with God. And it really is important that we have a good grid for that. We know what heaven's going to be like. I don't think we're going to float around like a mist watering potted plants. I think we're going to know and be known and love Jesus. And I think it's something we should be eagerly desiring. You hear Paul when he's talking about that, and Paul was a man who'd been to heaven, who literally said, I long to be with Christ, which is far better, but I'm going to hang around here for your benefit. And I want to have a good grid on eternity, and I want to share that with those I lead as well. So Sunday morning, I'm going to be doing that. Sunday afternoon, we'll be on the Common in Norwalk doing an outdoor event, Jesus 2020, one of these crusade events. And I'm going to be speaking on the life of Jesus living through us. Paul said, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And we're going to be praying for the sick there. So we'd love to have you if you can join us in Norwalk. That is actually at 3 p.m. this coming Sunday. So we're moving the time for the time change. I just found that as well, that Connecticut is now not banned, but put a limit on people coming over from Massachusetts. So anybody coming, crossing the Mass-Connecticut border now needs to quarantine for 2 weeks. But thank God there are exceptions for essential workers, like religious leaders. I'm not very religious, but I will be a religious leader every Sunday afternoon. So, Hey, let me talk about another thing here that... It's interesting. I've had a bunch of my friends in Europe ask me what I think of this. So let me talk about the elections coming up next week as well. A bunch of people have asked me what's going on. What the hell is going on, for heaven's sake, and who's going to win? And well, I don't know who's going to win, and I don't think anybody knows who's going to win. It's interesting. I've had a lot of people say, oh, Graham, I've seen this prophecy by this renowned prophet. And whenever I actually read through it or begin to, you know, it's usually some hedging word about, well, if people pray and if enough people vote, if this, if that, this might possibly happen. I don't know many people actually just point blank going out and saying, God has told me this person will win, or God has told me that. And if it's not true, you know, the day after or when it's announced, I will publicly apologize and repent if I'm wrong. That's what integrity looks like. So what's going on here? Who's going to win? I honestly don't know. I think if you, I think a lot of it depends what news media people watch. And like many nations, but America's so polarized at the moment, people can, it's like there are two movies going on at the same time. And the people watching one movie are absolutely convinced Biden's going to win. And there's some of my friends as well who are watching a completely other movie who are convinced Trump is going to win. I don't know. Really don't know. You know, I'll say it in this context. I can't vote, so I can pray. I can influence to a degree, but I can't vote. I think if I could vote, I think I would vote for Trump. But let me say this. I would vote for Trump with a knowing that he's not a perfect man. I wouldn't vote for him through some, like, I got a prophecy or a tingle in my spine, but rather I'd look at what he did and what he didn't do. And I think when I look at his track record, he did a lot of things well. But I also look and think he's done some things badly. And, you know, here would be my challenge to any of my friends here. I actually know some awesome friends who the lens for, let's say, President Trump is that he's all bad. They look at every single thing he does through the lens of that's bad. He lies. He gets things wrong. He's an egotistical whatever. And they look at everything bad. But I also have some friends who look at him and they think every single thing he does is good. I actually have some friends who'll never, ever post anything negative about him. And I have some friends who'll never post anything positive about him. And I love you all. If that's upsetting you, good. Because God wants at times truth should separate soul and spirit, joint and marrow. And I think here's where I am with that. I'm not a never Trumper or an always Trumper. I would be a sometimes Trumper. That means I think he's done a lot towards overturning Roe v. Wade, and I'm incredibly for that. I think the economy, I think standing up to China, there's good things there, but I also see things that I think haven't been done. I've been looking a lot at the social media kind of bias or the structure of what's going on here, and frankly, Mr. Trump or Mr. Obama, lots of other people haven't done anything about that. Or I look at the debt that you know, the nation is incurring, and I am a fiscal conservative. I think we should live within our means. So my point with politics is judge with righteous judgment. I love the passage where Joshua meets a quote-unquote an angel. I actually don't think it was an angel. I think it was Jesus. The reason I say that is because when Joshua meets this angel, Joshua worships him, and the angel takes the worship. All other times when somebody worships an angel, the angel will say, no, no, don't worship me, worship God. And Joshua meets this guy, and then he says to the angel, quote unquote, excuse me, he says, are you for us or are you against us? And I love it. The angel says to Joshua, I'm the boss. The angel says, I am the captain of the hosts of the armies of heaven. And the angel, in a way, the angel says, I'm not for you and I'm not against you, but you can be for me. And I don't think God is for one candidate or another. I think God is for the truth. And I think the people of God should be for the truth. So to the measure that candidate A walks in truth, I am for them. And to the measure that candidate B walks in truth, I am for them. And I think the challenge for anybody in an election is to say, which person is walking more on the side of truth or on the side of godly principles, and which candidate is not? It's not about which one's perfect, which ones would I like to have a beer with or would I like to be my pastor, but rather which one walks in those values best. But I think we keep our integrity when we can say, I like this person because this, 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 this. But my eyes are open. I'm not dumb. I see the faults and failings of them as well, which are abundant in both characters running for election. And I think the church will walk in more integrity. And as individuals, I think the body of Christ will walk in more integrity when we're honest about here's where they got it right, here's where they got it wrong. Again, I say that in great love to anybody, but I am not a perfect pastor. You know, the churches I lead, I really believe God's called me to lead them. And then, but here's the thing, God isn't leading them, I am leading them. Now I want to pray about decisions and listen to others, but I get things wrong. Everybody gets things wrong. And when we get into whenever you find yourself in a scenario where the leader never does anything wrong, dear leader, like North Korea, you're in a cult or a sect. And I think it's important that we don't confuse any political leader with King Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the perfect one. So I think we should pray. I think we should look at the platforms. I think we should vote. Again, I'm not hedging my bets, sir. If I could vote, I think I would vote for Mr. Trump right now. But again, I do it seeing some of the faults and failings and some of the areas. Like every leader, he would get it wrong. And I would want the humility as well to know I could be wrong about that. Hey, I'll end with this as well. I don't think I've ever said this, but it's interesting about, how long ago was that now? 17 years ago, I believe it was, when the Gulf War. I remember Gulf War II. It's interesting. I was traveling in ministry just after Noah was born. Noah was born at the end of 2001. It's about the time I first came to America. I met Brian Simmons at a gas station. And, we'd do a lot of traveling at the time. Probably when I was doing a lot of traveling, I'd listen to a lot of radio as well, kind of like talk radio things. You know, I'd spend now 5-6 hours driving every day. And I really felt that the church should be for the war, that was a good thing, a godly thing, a righteous thing to do. And again, I could be wrong about this, but looking back now through with hindsight, I believe that was wrong, or I believe I was wrong. I'm not blaming a military or even politicians or whatever. I'm just saying I think I took an opinion about a geopolitical event and I brought God into it or whatever in a way that only accusing me, only reflecting on myself now, I think was immaturity in me that I would not want to do in the future. I'm not saying wars are wrong. I think there's a righteous and a just war and a time to do that. I'm not criticizing anybody else. I'm simply saying I think it's good that we have a level of humility as we look at world events. And God sees everything and we see, know in part, we see in part. Boom. That would be my take on the elections. Again, who's going to win? I don't know. I probably would like the Republicans too, but I really don't know. And I think those of you outside of America, hey, pray for peace, because no matter who wins next week, there's going to be nearly 50%-ish of the country who are not happy with that, and that's not a good thing, and it's important that this truly is one nation under God. Boom. So this is my little rant for a Friday. Good. Hey, I'm going to be back later this afternoon with doing some teaching on, what am I talking about today? I'm talking about the foundations of our faith. I'm going to be sharing some thoughts about sanctification. later today. That may sound boring, but it's actually really powerful. So I encourage you to tune in there around about 4-5 o'clock. That'll be going live. Hey guys, check out some of the links below. Drop me a comment. Tell me where I'm right or wrong. I'd love your opinions. Just know that we're always brokering opinions when we're talking about these things. So welcome to the Graham Show. I think I'm going to call it that right now. My little daily rant, and I'll separate that from the teaching piece. Great. Love you guys wherever you're at, and are cheering you on your walk with Jesus. Bye for now.